an overview of the new TechPlot 360. TechPlot Incorporated demonstrated that it is seriously committed to taking the lead in the development of visualization and analysis software aimed at helping engineers and scientists to rapidly and easily access, analyze and plot their simulated results. The company accomplished this by announcing the availability of TechPlot 360/2020R2 in December 2020. TechPlot 360/2020R2 Overview. From its conception, TechPlot 360 has been a tool used for computational fluid dynamics, CFD, other simulations, and test data post-processing. Just as was true with the previous versions, TechPlot 360/2020R2 is focused on solving the three biggest problems in CFD post-processing: handling large and heterogeneous datasets, understanding data ensembles, and handling advanced analytical processing automation. Detailing what is new in TechPlot 360/2020R2. Reintroduction of TechPlot Chorus, which now supports 4K monitors and newer operating systems. Chorus is a parametric design space analysis tool with an incorporated simulation data management system that engineers find easy to use and which makes it possible to run multiple and varied simulation cases simultaneously. This is an advantage when trying to discover trends and anomalies in output variables and link them to the underlying physics. Ability to reference variables by name. In this new version, variables can be saved by name in layouts, macros, and style sheets. This is in contrast to the previous feature where variables were saved by number, which would cause issues if the variable numbers or positions changed from one simulation to another. Using variable names is useful when loading data and retaining the existing style. Faster CFD variable calculations are also possible. Go to the Analyze Calculate Variables menu for fully multi-threaded variable calculations, which can run up to 6x faster, depending on the data attributes being handled and how many cores the machine on which these calculations are performed has. The biggest benefit will be for those variables with a single volume grid. Extract zones to connected regions, an interesting capability was added in PyTechPlot through the script techplot.data.extract.extract_connected_regions, as well as in the TechPlot 360 macro language $!extract_connected_regions. This allows users to create or split new zones from isolated regions into one or more finite element zones. New and updated data loaders and file support. Exodus 2 is a brand new data loader for the Exodus 2 file format. CGNS4 file support. Built against CGNS4.1.2, CGNS4 and its new capabilities allow for faster parallel write of polyhedral data. Converge 3.1 file support, which will be updated in a later release to support solid, liquid, and gas parcels. OpenFOAM files loader has been fixed and enhanced. Platform support changes. This new release comes with its pros and cons in regard to the operating systems being supported. Mac OS Big Sur 11, added in 2020R2, TechPlot 360 will no longer run on Mac OS High Sierra 10.13. Linux, CentOS, and Red Hat 6.10 are last supported in TechPlot 360/2020R2. In the case of Ubuntu 16, the support ends in April 2021. As regards to Python, unfortunately, TechPlot will no longer support version 2.7 nor will new APIs be tested on this version. However, Scott Fowler, TechPlot product manager, has reassured PyTechPlot users that Python 3.7, 3.8, and 3.9 are the company's current supported versions. Whether you are one of the more than 47,000 tech professionals already using this CFD post-processor that integrates SI, Polar, 2D, and 3D plots to communicate visually powerful outcomes to clients and stakeholders, or you want to try new software to help you understand complex data information through images and animations, you'll want to check all the updates in TechPlot 360/2020R2.